Hello.
Hi, this is Victoria returning your phone call for customer service.
With whom? Let me get my paper. Can't
Yes,
remember the
ma'am.
name of your
All
company.
right, I'm gonna explain to you who I am. We are a third-party call center, and we handle a lot of different products. So I'm gonna have to get some information from you so I can find your
I got
account.
it here in front of me. Okay,
Yes, ma'am.
new product.
Ma'am, could I have your zip code real quick?
78155.
7 8.
155.
Yes. Sorry about that. Sometimes the call center gets a little noisy.
No problem.
Ma'am, what's the name on the account that I'm looking for?
Joel Debbie Strelzik.
Strozik. Just a second,
So
ma'am.
if it's 245, I can actually refund the full the half. That's 245.
Okay. Ms. Strozik, could you spell that last name for me?
Strzelczyk. Czyk.
Zzyk.
Correct.
Ma'am, let me read this back to you to make sure I have it right. Strzelczyk. Is that correct?
No, ma'am. The
Oh,
last
sorry.
four letters are a C as in cat,
Oh, I'm
Z as
sorry.
in zebra, and a
Yes, ma'am.
Y K.
Yes,
Strelzik.
ma'am. I'm sorry, I misunderstood you.
That's okay. That's
That is
all.
a very unique name for around here. So,
Where are you at?
Alabama.
Oh my goodness. Okay, yeah, it's German Polish, so yeah.
Now, you know Bessemer up in North Alabama. We have a lot of German heritage up there.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I think I found you. Your first name is Deborah.
Yes.
Okay, I think I have you. And I do apologize for your wait. Could you verify your address with as much comfortably as you would like? You don't have to give me the whole thing. You can just give me part of it.
170 North Schmidt Road.
Yes, ma'am, I have you. It's loading. It's populating. Can you tell me why you called in today?
Well, I had got this offer for a free ice chest,
Yes, ma'am.
and it's not free. I've got two different charges on here,
Yes, ma'am.
and I have that was very deceptive. I don't know what's going on.
Yes, ma'am. Can I ask you a
This was
question?
back on the 19th and of November, and I hadn't seen nothing yet, and I'm not sure that it's I'm gonna even want it. It better be a very nice one.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Now, let me ask you a question. You noticed the charge on your statements. Have you talked to your bank about it yet?
No, that's my next question, because I wanted to see exactly, make sure this was what it was.
Yes, ma'am.
But it just says, do you know what it is?
Yes, ma'am, I'm looking at it now. The initial charge was on 11, November 13th. It was for
Right.
$574. And it looks like
Yes.
you may have entered into an online contest, or you may have taken a survey, and they said that you would pay $2 for shipping for an item if you want it. And then with that extra that was left over, they entered you into a monthly reoccurring charge of $56.95.
No.
Yes, ma'am. It was in the terms of conditions, but you were entered into a reoccurring where you would get charged $56.95 each month for this
Okay, well,
discount online
I'm
discount store.
refuting that because I'm not paying that. I don't have time to do nothing anymore, and I'm not interested in that service. It was a very deceptive ad, and so I am going to dispute those charges.
You don't have to do that. I'm going to take care of it today. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to refund that $56.95. It's going to be refunded back to you. And I'm going to go ahead and close out this account to where you're not charged again.
Okay.
And if you'll bear with me and let me put all that in here so we've documented your account and everything.
Okay. That's great.
please bear with me. I'm not afraid. I'm just going to be sure that I have everything taken care of while I got you on the phone.
Okay. And how soon will I see this refund?
Usually they post within an hour, but sometimes they do take up to five. It will actually depend on your bank, because once I refund you, it leaves our system and it heads back to your bank.
Well, it was put on a credit card.
Yes, ma'am. And that credit card is still valid, right? You haven't closed that card yet? Okay.
No, I haven't. But will it go back to the card? That's what
yes,
I
ma'am.
Wanted to do.
Yes, ma'am. It will.
Okay. All right. Not my bank. Okay.
Right. No. It will go back to you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make it think that we were sending it to the bank. I'm sorry.
Okay. So it will go back on this card. I will be.
Gotcha.
We looking for that.
Yes, ma'am. And I do apologize for it taking a minute, because I just want to be sure that I have everything taken care of, because I don't want you to get charged again. And we're going to go ahead and refund that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go ahead and start looking for that to be back on your card in about an hour. Maybe give us tomorrow, but if it, you know, worst comes to worst, wait 5 days and then go ahead and reach out to your bank. Say,
mm-hmm.
I talked to Victoria and she said I was going to get this refunded. So, what's going on?
Okay.
Or if you need to, you can call us back.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping I don't have to. I hope this be a
one you shot have to
be done.
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate it.
Now, normally, as I said, normally those refunds do hit your accounts fairly, you know, within an hour or two. So
mm-hmm.
I just wanted you to be aware of that. So.
Okay.
You have been refunded, and you are canceled out, and you will not get any charges, any more charges. And I thank you for giving us an opportunity to take care of this before you did lodge a dispute.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate your time, and I hope this all goes through very well.
Yes, ma'am. Just start checking in about an hour and see if it goes back.
All right.
Thank you.
Calling me back.
Certainly. You have a wonderful day. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.